showed some rust. All the things I placed my hopes in crumble into dust. I will keep on fighting and do what I simply must. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. Israel, and that's every prince of God. That is what you made me for of myself, I'm surely not. You're my hope, the only one who's good and pure and just. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. All the suffering and the pain of all the countless innocents when you come again. When it seems the enemy's won and my cause is lost, in you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. Into the dirt, you're my light and song. I know your judgments will be heard. You're the rock upon which all my cares and woes I'll thrust. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You've been my salvation from the enemy within. Your grace proved to be greater than my weaknesses and sin. For as long as I live, I will love you at any cost. In you I put my trust. In you I put my trust. You're a shelter, rock, and safety that no enemy can bust. In you I put my trust. 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 In you I put my trust.
All right, folks, here we are on Saturday Night Live, because Blog Talk Tape Radio was down last night and I could not get anything to work. And there was a message that says our engineers are working on it, but there's just no connectivity, nothing working. So anyway, so we're having the broadcast tonight instead, since we couldn't get in and have anything last night. So glad that hopefully people heard and will tune in tonight. I don't know. We did post a little bit about it, but I think that probably the word people didn't know why it didn't go on. So there were no announcements about it on Blog Talk Radio that I know of, other than to me, the host. They give us the information that it's not working. All right, so let's go ahead and welcome you here tonight. Appreciate you, those who do tune in tonight. God bless you and hope that you're having a good weekend. And I want to open up with some news tonight. So Seattle High School has given a high schooler given a failing grade on a quiz for saying only women can get pregnant. So they just failed them on the quiz because they said they told the truth. So, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, today, you know, it's a lie. And they want you to say that it's a lie and say that the lie is the truth. And if you don't do that, then you get a failing grade. Well, that's what this person got, a failing grade on this quiz, because they said that only women can have babies. Only women can get pregnant. Oh, my. Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, that's the times that we're living in. Strange time. Dr. Phil condemns American universities as liberal woke hotbeds, fostering anti-Semitism. That's what he says about it. Well, he got something right there. Democrat school board president in one of Pennsylvania's largest school districts is sworn in with her hand on a sexually explicit book, actually more than one of them, that promotes LGBT propaganda, and the books have been banned. But still, that's the book that she used to be sworn in instead of the Bible. Well, hey. This nation and these people are in serious trouble for mocking God, because the Bible says God is not mocked, right? So they're in serious trouble for that. Well, the Hallmark Channel is no longer the family channel that it once was, because Hallmark announces new movies showing homosexuals fostering children. Yeah, so they wanted to appear in the past as a family channel, but they're not, they're just bowing to the pressure. They're not appearing that way anymore. But you may have heard about the famous gospel singer, Pedro Henriquez, or Henrique, a very popular gospel singer, especially in South America and Brazil, collapses and dies while performing on stage in Brazil at the age of 30 years old. Yeah, he was taking the jab, and this happened in front of a live audience, shocking people and the gospel music world as well. Tragedy, isn't it? Yeah, it is sad that, you know, people didn't stand up and say no to that, and now they're dying for just going ahead and doing whatever the government told them to do about that. Former congressional candidate in Iowa, you know what he does. He comes and beheads a satanic statue of Baphomet at the Iowa State Capitol. That's right. Michael Cassidy, a 35-year-old Christian and former Navy officer, he told the newspaper, the Sentinel, that my conscience is held captive to the word of God, not to bureaucratic decree, so I acted. You know, he was arrested. Finances have been coming in for legal defense. And the Satanist church said, we want him prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Yeah, they don't like anybody messing with their evil, but they sure mess with everybody's, try to mess with everybody's righteousness and everybody's who's Christian. But they don't want anybody messing with their evil and their setup. You know, pervert who bragged about having sex with his cat buys a twin boy through surrogate mother, which his homosexual partner is going to raise this baby, and tossed out 10 other embryos because they weren't optimal embryos. So, you know, he just let them die. You know, they don't want them. So he took this one. They chose this one because it was the optimal embryo. How sick, how terrible that those 9 children, those 10 others lost their life because they didn't see them as optimal. Well, climate activists depict having children as unethical, and the movement is increasingly popular in the West as people are urged not to have children for the sake of the planet. You know, one is calling humans an invasive species. This is nonsense. You know, we're God's special creation. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, my. So what a mess, huh? Yeah. A scientist in the UK says humans who breathe harm the environment. In other words, breathing harms the environment. No, God made us to breathe, and he calls us to be able to breathe, and he made the environment to sustain us. And you know, that's how dumb can people still get, still breathe, really. I mean, to say these stupid things like this. Yeah, I tell you, what a mess, huh? Anyway, that's the news here. But you know, if you live in Michigan, people are kind of upset about the because there's some outrage because he is filmed calling for jihad and blaming the U.S. for genocide in Palestine. And more than 2 million new names are added to the America's Terror watch list because of this Imran and all those who support him. Anyway, that's all the news I'm going to share tonight. All right, so praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. I see not too many are here tonight, so I'm thinking that they did not get the word about us having to move the live service to Saturday night. So maybe I'll make the program an hour and a half tonight instead of 2 hours if nobody else decides to show up. We just have a few here. But thank God for you few that are listening and all that are listening that I can't see, which is a number of people that listen that I can't tell. I mean, really actually listening, but only a small amount can I tell. But anyway, all right. So here we are. We're going to pray now. We're going to believe God for his purposes to come to pass and his plan to come to pass in our lives, your lives, and the people that listen to this broadcast live, yes, even if they're not listening tonight. So, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for another opportunity to gather together here. And it's a Saturday night instead of a Friday night, but still, we can gather any night that people want to gather. And so here we are gathering, Father, and ask your blessing on the time that we have together tonight. I bind the enemy. I bind him for stealing the Friday night broadcast with mechanical problems, electronical problems with the Blog Talk radio system. But, Lord, I thank you that we're back. And, Lord, I pray that people will be able to listen to this later. If they don't listen tonight live, they can listen another time, Father. So we thank you for this opportunity to share again, and I ask your blessing on it. And Father, I want to pray for those who have cancer today. Father, we rebuke the spirit of cancer. I know a number of people right now that are dealing with cancer, Father, and I pray for them for their healing and their health, Father. Their body will recover in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of cancer. We rebuke cancer spirit. Command them to go in the name of Jesus right now. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for healing and health in their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory for that, Father. And we thank you for healing other diseases as well, other problems in people's body, whatever they might have right now that are listening. Father, I rebuke the sickness in their body, Father. I pray for health and healing in their body right now in Jesus' name, that they will recover all that the devil has stole from them and trying to steal from them right now. Lord, we thank you that by your stripes we were healed, by your stripes we are healed. You bore our sicknesses and diseases in your own body, Father. And Lord, you said you heal all our diseases. Psalms 103:3, forgive all our iniquities, heal all our diseases. And you said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. So, Father, we receive the mighty healing power of Jesus right now. Each one that has something in their body going on, Lord, we just receive it for them in Jesus' name and pray they can receive it as well in the name of Jesus for your glory, Father. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you for providing employment for those who seek employment. We thank you for that one brother who just recently received employment, and we prayed for them to get that job too, as they asked us to pray. And so we prayed and believed, and they got the job, and we're thankful for that. I hope it's a good job for them, and they like it. If not, you can give them another job. But, Lord, we thank you for that one. And sure, you have a purpose there for whatever time period they're there, Father. We thank you for employment for anyone else that's seeking employment right now, that you would provide work for them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that as well. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen, amen. All right, hallelujah, here we go. We're going to get into this word tonight and pray that it'll be a blessing to you as we get into it tonight. So what is the name that I titled this? Well, it's Life Too Hard. That's the title. And so a lot of people have been struggling. A lot of people have been going through stuff. A lot of people are thinking life has really been hard lately. And, you know, life can be hard and difficult at times. I mean, everybody goes through stuff in life. And some of it's been very unpleasant for a lot of people. And maybe you're in something very unpleasant right now, and something that you really would rather not face, and something that you really don't want to go through, and something maybe that's outside of your control too. I mean, you know, other people make decisions that trouble you sometimes. Sometimes it's family members. Sometimes it's people at work. And sometimes it's your spouse. I mean, and so some things are very hard to cope with in life. And some things happen that it seems that there's just no rhyme nor reason to it. Why did this happen to me? Why is this going on? Why are these events taking place? Why, you know, I just can't seem to handle it. It just seems to be too much. And yeah, maybe you've been, you know, struggling with it and crying about it or weeping or just, you know, really feel like you can't move ahead and like paralyzed maybe. And yeah, it can seem that way sometimes, and that was so hard, and some of you may be stuck because of things that happened to you in your life, and struggles and family problems, maybe financial problems or physical problems. And yeah, so it's like you just got bogged down, you got stuck, and you maybe haven't been able to move ahead at all. But listen to me, saints, the enemy has sent demons out to cause bad things to happen to Christians, all to get you stuck, all to bog you down, all to open a door for demons to come in and to hold you back and to make you mad at God or to blame him, to sabotage your walk with Jesus, and stop all forward movement. And I've seen many believers that seem to be stuck in the past, stopped in their spiritual growth because of something or another that has happened to them. You know, some things just happen in life and get attacked by the enemy. And if you don't get past it, you get stuck in it, man. And you don't want to stay there. You want to move on. But, you know, it's hard because these things happen to you. And this is what the enemy wants to happen to people, though, to slow them down or stunt their growth or stop their growth altogether, or quench the fire in them, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire of God in them, and the spiritual growth that they should be having in their life. And we're all called to forward motion in Christ. Move ahead through the wilderness, through the troubles, through the attacks of the enemy. Need to move on. Don't be like Israel and get stuck in the wilderness for 40 years. And I know there are Christians who have been stuck for 40 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. Yeah, they're just wandering around, going nowhere. And maybe you're facing things right now that you've never faced before, though. But, you know, the news about it all, really, is Jesus knew you would face it. And he's made a way to go through it and to come out on the other side of it. He's got victory over it. He's made a way for you, folks. He really has. And, you know, he did say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the promise of God, folks. He promised, I would never leave you nor forsake you. And what he says he means, and what he means he says, and what he says he'll do if you'll believe him. And so Psalm 23 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Instead of getting mad at God, like a lot of people do, they get mad at God and start even, you know, blaming him at times. Instead of all that, start drawing your strength from him. The Lord will strengthen you. Draw your strength from the Lord. Yeah, plenty of it to go for you, to give to you. You know, he really does. And I know where my strength comes from. It comes from the Lord. You know, we know it. I told you a few weeks back as I was teaching that there are two kinds of believers in the last days. The worn out saints, you know. In Daniel, you see two kinds. And the saints that are all worn out because Satan's going to attempt to wear out the saints of the Most High God in the last days. And then the one who do exploits and know their God as they do exploits. What's it going to be, see? You know, I read a story one time. I want to share it with you. Too many, you know, but I'm not going to share about this moment, but I'll share it later. But, you know, too many are getting stuck before they reach their next goal in God. You know, they're stopping short. They're missing out. And God doesn't want you to miss out. They're living in past knowledge rather than present knowledge and present revelation knowledge from the Lord. You know, that they're getting depressed, discouraged, and weary. You know, the Christian life consists of forward steps. And a big part of those forward steps is leaving what was behind. How many know that? There's some things you just need to leave behind. What does it say in Philippians? You remember that scripture? I've used it before in Philippians. Let's see. Forgetting those things. Let's see, 13 and 14 of chapter 3. Brethren, I count not myself apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press forward toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even to you. So, what are we doing? Forgetting those things which lie behind. See? And some of you are stuck because you're not forgetting them. You're stuck in them. Okay? You're stuck in them. In a doctrine, maybe. In a religious thing. In a past belief that served you well then, but is no longer, you know, appropriate or profitable for your walk. I mean, you know, worked and prayed and struggled and quit because you're tired, you know. And God says, move ahead. Don't be stuck. Move ahead. It's time to reach ahead, saints. It's time to quit looking and living and dwelling in yesterday and what it held yesterday and living what today holds for you. God has something for you right now because he's a right now God. He's always a right now God, okay? And then when a person is in Christ, the person has to realize that the past must be put behind them, including whatever religious affiliation one had. Because a lot of people, you know, think that there's going to be a section in heaven for Methodists and a section for Baptists, a section for the Assembly of God. No, that's just not true. There's not going to be Methodists in heaven. There's not going to be Baptists. There's not going to be a Catholic section in heaven. Only believers in Jesus, children of the living God. See, with every denomination, there's a spirit, a sectarian, stubborn, divided spirit, and often it runs very deep. In fact, even a spirit of pride, the pride of denominationalism, see? Even though generations, even through the generations, and part of possessing your new identity is parting with that past and embracing Jesus and Jesus alone. We got to quit embracing a religion of man or devils. And, you know, that's what a lot of people do, though. They embrace a religion. And what does the denomination mean anyway? It means divided. How many know that there's a lot of divided people today because of their denomination? And they won't fellowship with another denomination because of that. They don't want anything to do with you if you're a Baptist, if you're a Methodist, see? Or if you're a Assembly of God. If you, you know, they don't want anything to do with you if you're whatever religion, you know, a different religion than they are. And so they've got a lot of division. You know, I remember a family that my wife told me about on my wife's side of the family. The husband was a Methodist. And the wife was a Catholic. So they had children every Sunday. The boys would go to church with their dad to the Methodist church and the girls with their mother to the Catholic church. And this went on for the whole time that the children were being raised and even after they were grown and left home, the whole marriage basically. The denominations, which of course mean divided, was successful in dividing that home. And you know, there are many other homes that are divided today because of denominationalism. What about Jesus? Do they know Jesus? A lot of people don't know Jesus. They just know their religion. But God wants us to know him. He wants us to know the Lord, really know him. Let's go to Galatians and read another scripture here. Galatians chapter 6. Verse 14, but God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, don't glory in your religion. Don't glory in your denomination. Glory in the cross of Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature in Christ. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. We are the Israel of God, okay? But in Christ Jesus, you know, what's the deal here? See, religion comes and glories in religion. You know, I'm a Baptist. I'm Assembly of God. I'm a Catholic. I'll die a Catholic and blah, blah, blah. And I'm a Methodist. I'm an Episcopalian, you know. And see, there were two religions at Paul's time. The religion that we see here, we're right here in Galatians, see? Two religions. Verse 15, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Okay? So there's circumcision and uncircumcision, and then there's the new creature in Christ. And Paul said, you know, they were worthless, both of them, of no avail. The only thing that matters was a new creature in Christ being born again and being that new creation in Christ. See, the circumcision or uncircumcision didn't matter. See, if you're a Baptist, it's worthless. That's not being a Baptist isn't going to save you. Right? Jesus is what saves us. It's not being a Baptist, being a Methodist, being a whatever you want to claim. If you're a Catholic, it means nothing. If you're AOG, send to God. So what? All that matters is a new creature in Christ Jesus. You know? So often religion and denominationalism is so full of pride. You know, I'm a blank. I'm a this. I'm a that. So what? I'm a Christian. I'm in Christ. I'm a new creation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm a new creature in Christ today. Oh, you need to join our denomination. Oh, you're not going to make it if you don't. Oh, really? Philippians 3:16, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. In other words, we've attained the new creature in Christ. Let's just walk in that. Let's not walk in this other stuff. We don't need that. don't have to. I mean, if you want to join a denomination, that's your business. You could do that. But remember, it's not about the denomination. It's about Christ. So let us be of the same mind. Doesn't the Bible say to be the same mind that was in Christ Jesus? What? Same mind. Let us be of the same mind, not the same denomination, right? Isn't that what the Bible said? Be of the same mind, not the same denomination. Doesn't say anything about the denomination. For many others, it'll be parting with the early days of their Christian walk and going deeper and further in the Lord. See, until we let go of the baby stuff, we can't embrace the child stuff. Until we let go of the child stuff, we can't go into the teenager stuff. And until we let go of the teenager stuff, we can't embrace the adult stuff. So, you know, I'm not the same Christian that I was when I began this walk with Jesus years ago. I'm different, way different than I used to be. Way different than I used to be when I was a new Christian. All right? I've learned a lot. I've changed a lot, see? I'm not the same Christian I was when I began to walk. I'm the same born again. I mean, I've been born again. I'm in Christ. That's the same. But, man, I've grown into adulthood, spiritual adulthood. I've left the child stuff and the baby stuff behind. Okay? And we need to actually release and turn our backs on whatever is holding us back. What is holding us back today? What is holding you back today? Is there something you need to turn your back on? You know, is there something that, you know, is holding you back because you keep on holding on to it? And, you know, something maybe to quit looking back. A lot of people looking back all the time, you know, they keep looking back. When it's time to move ahead, it's time to look ahead, it's time to pursue God and pursue his plan for your life. Look at Luke 9:62 here. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. See? That includes looking back to past lovers or people that you long for and wish you to marry them instead, or past boyfriends or girlfriends or churches or jobs or times that you have. Well, let the good times. I like to remember those good times I had way back then. Really? Well, you can't go back to them. Past ways of thinking. No, let go of it. If it isn't godly, let go of it. Relationships of the past. Some of them are definitely good that you let go of them. Look at Lot's wife. After she was delivered from the Sodom, Lot's wife, the filth of Sodom, sin, the old life, the darkness there in Sodom and Gomorrah, Sodom, as she was on the straight and narrow, she just had to look back. She just had to. I can't help it. I got to look back. I got to go back. I got to go back to that. Well, it cost her. See? Life free of Sodom just wasn't promising to be good enough. See? I mean, just Jesus and more of Jesus? Oh, that's just not enough. I need some of that old stuff. No, that was Israel's problem. They kept looking back to Egypt. They still kept wanting to go back to Egypt. They kept wanting the things of Egypt. Yeah. I got to have this sin and Jesus. I got to have this lust and Jesus. I got to have these cigarettes and Jesus. I got to have that alcohol and Jesus. I got to have that pornography and Jesus. I got to have this religion and Jesus. I got to have my way and Jesus. My plans and Jesus. See? No, just Jesus should be enough. And having Jesus have his way in your life, that's what we need. To have him have his way in our lives. Well, she just didn't want just that. She didn't want to just go on that straight and narrow path out of Sodom. She had to look back. She turned back, and what happened? She turned to a solid pillar of salt. And she no longer moved ahead to possess her new future, her new identity in God. And I think that a lot of Christians have turned to Saul. They're stuck somewhere. And they're not moving on. They're not moving. God started them on the path, but they look back and they got stuck in it. They look back. And they're still looking back. And they're still lusting for the past. And they're still lusting for some of the things they were involved in before Christ or in the early days of Christianity. And they're not moving ahead. They're like Lot's wife. They're stuck. And they look back and they're stuck. And they can't move forward anymore. And they need to repent. God, forgive me. I've got stuck. I'm not moving forward anymore. Something's happened to my forward motion. Something's happened to my walk. I've been sabotaged by demonic. I've been suckered in to a lie of the devil. I've been tricked by the enemy to not move forward anymore. So she no longer moved ahead to possess. She got a new identity, all right, but it wasn't God's plan for her. She got to be a pillar of salt. She didn't move any further along that pathway. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of new identities that people take on today is not God's plan. It's not his identity for them. You know, too many Christians have a self-directed Christianity. I mean, they're self-led instead of Christ-led. And God calls it to be led by the Spirit, not to be led by the flesh. And people often substitute their own energy, efforts, education, and plans, and traditions, and beliefs for the true leadership and the true teaching, the true presence of the Holy Spirit and Jesus, the clinging, the teachings and beliefs that they obtained in the early days of their Christian life that are not right now for them. You know, God has the right now stuff for you to walk in. And I know some things never change. Our salvation, you know, is our salvation, but we don't stay the same. We're to grow up into Christ. The Bible tells us to grow up into him in Ephesians. It's time to move ahead. I mean, I no longer believe a lot of what I believed in my early days. You know, I had to get taught. I had to learn. I had to dig in the Word of God. I had to find out the truth about things, not just believe somebody told me in a book or somebody told me from a pulpit somewhere. I need to find out if this is the truth and what is the truth, okay? Too many Christians have not changed at all since they have believed. You know, I know some of them. Okay, I know some. Still the same. Man, not moving forward. Still the same, still the same, still the same. God help them. You know, 2 Peter 3:18. We'll read another verse here. But grow in grace. Are you growing in grace? Doesn't mean just sit still in grace, but grow in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. So are you growing? Are you growing? Does grow imply stay the same, or does it imply change? How many of you have children? You have children? How many of you know children? How many of you had children that grew up? Did any of them stay the size they were when they came out of your womb, if you're a woman? Well, when they grew, did they change? I mean, could they still wear at 10 years old what they were wearing when they were 1 year old? Did they look the same at 13 that they looked when they came out of your womb? I don't think so. Well, are you wearing the same clothes that you wore when you were first born again? Does the same size still fit you? Do you have stunted growth? Do you still look the same after, you know, a blank number of years, however many number of years you've been a believer now that you did when you were born again? If so, I'm going to tell you something wrong with you. See, you're not growing. You're stagnant. You let the devil have his way to just stunt your growth and stop you from spiritual growth, stop you from maturing in Christ. God wants to take you further and deeper and into more of him. Huh? Really? You need to burn some bridges and move ahead and quit looking back. I mean, it's not going to be the way it used to be. You know too much now. You know, you go back and try to make it. You ever done that? Go back into a situation, try to make it the way it used to be after having left that after some amount of time. Does it really become like it used to be? No. It might develop into something different, but it's never just like it used to be. You go and leave a situation for a year and then come back thinking it's going to be just like it was, and it's not. It's just not. So you got to burn the baby bridge. You got to burn the child bridge. You got to burn the teeny bopper bridge, and you got to come ahead to possess your identity right now in Christ to walk into spiritual adulthood when the time is right. I mean, if you're a new Christian, obviously you're not going to walk into full adulthood today. And I've heard a lot of people say, "Oh, well, God doing a quick work in me." Well, no, it takes time to develop maturity, and He doesn't do shortcuts, all right? Now, he deals with where we're at, and he calls us to grow from that point. And you don't get a mature baby Christian in 1 year. It takes years of spiritual growth to mature into adulthood, spiritual adulthood, okay? So what do you need to burn today? What do you need to lay aside to move ahead in Christ Jesus to where you're supposed to be? Is there something you need to lay aside today? I mean, know that there probably is. If you've been stagnant, you know, something to lay aside. The Bible says lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. You know, it's the besetting sins in your life that are holding you back. You know, this little story I was going to tell you about this little piece of wood that once bitterly complained because its owner kept whittling away with a whittler on it, just whittling away, whittling away, whittling away, gouging it and making holes in it. The owner ignored all the little sticks protest. Why are you cutting me like this? I mean, the fact of the matter was, though, the owner was making a flute out of that piece of ebony, and the man said, "Little piece of wood, without these rifts and holes and all this cutting, you'd just be a stick forever. Just a plain, useless piece of ebony. But what I'm doing now, little stick, what I'm doing now may seem as if I'm destroying you, but instead it's going to change you into a beautiful flute that can have sweet music that will bless and comfort many people. My cutting of you is the making of you. For only through my cutting can you be a blessing to the world." And how many know it's really, you know, God is doing work on us too. You know, he's the potter. And we're the clay, and we're on the potter's wheel, and we're being formed, and it could be painful at times, that processing. The Lord Jesus is shaping us, and at times it may hurt. It might be less than pleasant, that we could say that much about it. And we may wonder, what is going on here? Why am I going through this? Why am I feeling this way? Why is it so difficult to grow and mature and leave this stuff behind? You know, could it be that God has more for each Christian than just salvation and deliverance from their drugs, alcohol, and lust, and bondages, and hell? Going to hell and stuff? I mean, can mankind who has sunk so low be raised up to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus? You know, look at mankind. They are sinking lower and lower into the filth. If we look at this world, if we look at the stuff that's going on in the world today, they just keep sinking lower. It appears that they're just going lower. I mean, how low can one go? How dark a life can one live? I mean, it seems like they've lived as dark as can be lived. and yet they're still doing darker and darker stuff and more evil and evil stuff. And yet, you know, God can save a person to the uttermost if they'll just call upon the name of the Lord. Right? You call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. You know, Job asked a question. Probably a lot of people have asked that question. Maybe you've asked that question. Look at Job. Let's go back to Job 7. Job 7. And we'll look at verse 17 and 18. What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thy heart upon him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment? See, these questions that he asked God, he wondered about all that mankind had to go through and all the evil, and why God would even consider loving us and caring for us. And he saw all that men and women did in the earth, and why? It appeared to Job that there must be some great and divine purpose in man, that of all creation God had made in this universe, man was singled out for special treatment. Isn't that awesome, though? He didn't just leave us in our sin here to just die on planet Earth and disappear into darkness for eternity. No, God is dealing with people he's dealing with people today, every day. Yeah, and that was hard for Job to understand that. You know? Man seemed to be in some great school of experience where the lessons were, you know, uncommonly difficult and with divine discipline. But, you know, as he looked at that, why were we created? Why were we formed? And why do you visit us every morning and try us every moment? You know, there has to be some divine reason for all this, thought Job, and some mysterious purpose behind it all. But what? He was asking. Well, you know, further along in Job's, you know, experience here and going through what he was going through, his temptation and testing, too, of whether he was going to walk with God or not, his eyes of understanding began to break open, and he cried out. Look at what he says over here in Job 23:10. Let's go see, because he began to get some things. He began to get revelation. He began to understand things as he continued through this time period of what he was going through and the temptation and the attack of the enemy upon his life, because he'd been living in fear every day of his life, it says earlier in Job. Job 23:10, it says, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Notice what the word gold means. It means divine nature. We're going to come forth with the manifesting the divine nature of Jesus, the divine nature of God. And this word gold is the key to our understanding. You know, gold, this is what it's all about, for the divine to be developed in us. You know, he's living in us, so he ought to be being developed in us. He ought to be developing us to show forth the divine nature when he lives in your spirit right now. You ought to be able to see something of Jesus in your life. Maybe not if you're a brand new Christian, but, you know, maybe just show a little bit of, even as a baby, right? That's right. For the divine to be developed in us, that's what this is about. And Job knew about God before all this. He'd been taught religion and doctrines and creeds and ceremonies, and he knew men's opinions and ideas and concepts and theories, but now he saw God. He knew God for himself, and he understood the mysteries of God's great purpose in humanity and man, as he had not understood before. God answered his question to, what is man? He answered his question about that. I'm going to go read something else here in Romans chapter 3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word, your word. I love it. Love your word. Love you, Lord. For you have saved me out of darkness and brought me into your marvelous light. He did the same for you if you're born again tonight. If you're not born again, ask Jesus to come into your heart and repent for your sin right now. Don't live another minute unsaved. Get saved right now. Say, Jesus, I believe in you. Forgive me for my sins. I repent for them. Come into my heart. I give you my life. From this day forward, I am yours, Lord. Do what you want with me. Yeah, just do that. Believe on him. Look at this. That's Romans 3, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. This is the condition of people without Christ. See? Their throat, verse 13, is an open sepulcher. With their tongue they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law. Anyway, going on. But this is the condition, here up to verse 18, of mankind. This is the condition of humanity without Christ. Sin cursed, sin broken, sick and weak, murder and prostitute, alcoholic and drug addict, proud and arrogant, lustful, mean, vindictive, hateful, prideful, all that we humans are, a demonized big mess is what we are without Christ. That's we all were and we all are. And yet, what is man? He's valuable. A diamond in the rough. The price paid for a something reflects the value of that something. And you know the price that was paid for you? Jesus is the value of humankind. Jesus is the value of man and woman. Oh, how valuable is Jesus, folks? Well, then that's your value. That's your value. How valuable is Jesus? Well, that's how valuable you are. That's right. The cross was God's great act by which he released his life flow, the precious blood of Jesus, to save, deliver, to quicken, to heal, to restore people to God's plan for man, to his place or her place in God. It's an awesome thing what God did, folks. It's awesome, absolutely awesome what he did for us. So where are we today? We're in a process. We are being processed by the Holy Spirit of progressive development from glory to glory, from faith to faith, like it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18. We are being developed by God. 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, the Spirit of God is a progressive development going on inside of us. He has that going on inside of you. And as we have borne the image of Adam, we shall bear the image of Christ. Isn't that amazing? It says that, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 49, says here, and as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Hallelujah. The more we yield to the Spirit, the more we're going to bear the image of the heavenly, the quicker and more he is able to change us, to mold us, to make us. Thank you, Jesus. There's a present progressive work going on inside of you and inside of me. Thank God for the progressive work. Thank God for the progression. Thank God for what's going on inside of us. Adam cannot redeem Adam. You cannot fix you. The fallen cannot perfect himself to redeem and restore himself to God. He can't do it. Religion thinks that you can do that. Religious people, they think they can fix themselves. They think they can make themselves palatable to God. No, no, no. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Only the work of the Holy Spirit can do that. See, there's a power above you. There's a power above me. There's the perfect one. He's whittling away on our uglies. And those demons, he's calling them out and telling us to get them out in Jesus' name. And the diamond is starting to show and the gold is beginning to shine. Hallelujah. That divine nature is beginning to show through this mess of humanity, this mess of sinful man. But now we're not just sinful man anymore. The Bible says we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm a saint of the Most High God. You are a saint of the Most High God. There's gold in them, there hills, right? There's a divine showing through. Demons and junk are being whittled away and cast out and rejected from our lives if we submit to the Holy Spirit and yield to the work of the Holy Spirit and of the potter as he puts us on the wheel to change us and to mold us and to make us into his image. And some people have quit allowing that to take place, and you need to get back on the potter's wheel. You need to let the potter do what he wants to do and stop trying to take your life into your own hands all the time. Okay? It's let Jesus do what he wants to do with you. Let the master potter form you into his image and his likeness, the way we're supposed to look. You know, we were all born into sin. That's how you're born. The Bible says, in sin did my mother conceive me. That's what David had to say about it. In sin did we all came into sin. I mean, hello? It marred our image. We lost our dominion. We forfeited our inheritance and became a poor, miserable, degraded creature, ignorant and godless, the impotent plaything of circumstances and demons. And we were weak and helpless to the last degree. I mean, that's the condition we were. Without Jesus, we are in that kind of condition. And if we try to go back to live that way, come on, what are you doing? No, now we've been transformed. We have been changed and being changed. Gold is starting to show. God is at work in you. We're being changed from glory to glory into the image of Christ. Behold his glory, and then you'll be changed into him, his image. But you've got to behold the glory, even as you look on him. That's right. That is the glory of Jesus Christ. That's a glory that doesn't fade as the glory on the face of Moses when he went up and saw God and received the Ten Commandments. But the glory of Christ does not fade away. This glory increases from one degree to the next degree. The Bible says it goes from glory to glory, yet not all are going that way. Yeah, they could be a believer. They can still go to heaven, and they could just be a stunted growth Christian and not move ahead and not move forward. Yeah, they could do that and still make it to heaven, but why? When you could have so much more. So much more. God has so much more. Yeah, the Bible says from glory to glory. Yeah. Yet for all that we can become on this planet Earth, you know, we still are going to be in the condition of being changed or being processed when Jesus comes back. No one will have arrived because we still sin. But at least we'll be more like him than we used to be, see? We're not going to be fully done until Jesus comes. Will we be totally like him? And yet, you know what? A lot of people are complacent about this. They don't really want that process. They don't want to be on the potter's wheel. They don't want to let Jesus really have his way in their lives. They still want to be in control of their own life. They still want to go back to Egypt like Israel did. They want to go back to the life that they had before Christ, or they want to go back to doing things their way. Yeah. See, we're being transformed now. We need to let that process take place. We don't need to look back to Sodom. We've come out of Sodom. We've come out of the world of darkness. The Bible says if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. I hate the world because the devil is the world system of darkness. The devil is the world. He's the God of this world. So when he talks about loving the world, we're loving Satan's system of darkness. You know, we're never going to come to a standstill as long as we desire him, even though we can't force the processing. He will do it if we desire him. We hunger and thirst. He's going to change us. We're not stuck in the mud. No. We are continually being changed as we yield more and more, and we should expect and know it's going to go on until our death or his return, whichever comes first. Well, how's that happening, Pastor? I mean, we are being made like him by him. That's what the word says. Look at Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Well, you know, the good work is being done in us. And he is doing it, a work of grace. So we need to realize that self cannot cast out self, just like Satan cannot cast out Satan. And we're all hopeless, weak, selfish without Jesus, without his processing, working in our life, and getting that self out of us through the power of God, through the power and anointing of God. Jesus is the pattern son. Jesus is the second Adam. And what God intends man to be like, see? And the Christian life is not that we just struggle to be like Jesus. No, that won't happen, see? It doesn't work that way. You cannot make yourself like Jesus. The secret is, you know, not the, you know, imitation. I'm just going to be an imitator. No. But you are a reproduction of Jesus by himself, by his spirit working in you, like we read in 2 Corinthians 3:18. He does the transforming work, not you. We're being made and restored to what we were and better, actually. You know, man made in the image of God himself. The image of God is the nature of God reproduced in man by God's Spirit, see? Oh, thank you, Jesus, for working in me. Thank you, Jesus, for changing me. Thank you, Jesus, for transforming me. Thank you that you don't let go. You don't quit. You don't give up on us. No matter what we've been through, what we've gone through, what we've done, what we've said, you don't give up on us. As long as we want you, as long as we hunger for you, as long as we seek you, you don't quit. You're not going to quit. Step by step, battle by battle, victory upon victory. Right? We ascend into the heights of the kingdom of heaven. Into the heights of the kingdom of heaven, the image of God and the life of, and the second Adam, see? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Each and every test, each and every temptation in our life is an opportunity to prove for ourselves and demonstrate the triumph of the Holy Spirit over the flesh. And we die daily to that flesh. We die daily to the domination of the flesh and it's having its victory over our lives. No. And sometimes it does. Sometimes you give place to the devil. Sometimes you give place to your flesh. Paul says, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Sometimes you can be ugly. Sometimes you can be angry. Sometimes you can act in ways that are not pleasant. And sometimes you can be insulting. Sometimes you can get in pride. Sometimes you give place to the enemy. But you just go on and apply the blood of Jesus and be cleansed from that and keep moving forward. Because, oh, the grace and the mercy of a loving God. Without that, we would all be hopelessly, in hopeless condition. Oh, thank God for the grace and mercy of a loving Father given to us. Let him whittle away at you. Let him heal the past, the pain, the difficulty that you're feeling right now. Let him minister to you. Let him encourage you. Let him strengthen you. Let him carry you on forward. Have I ever been through pain and difficulty? Of course I have. If you live on planet Earth, if you've been a Christian any amount of time, you've been through stuff. We've all been through stuff. We've been through stuff that's been unpleasant. We've been through stuff that makes us just miserable, that we hate, that we would have to even face it. Stuff that hurt, stuff that was painful, stuff that was, trying to take you out of the fight, try to wear you out. He tried to get make you give up, make you quit. But you just got to run to Jesus every time. You got to keep on going back to him. You got to keep on trusting in him with all your heart. And you should just reaffirm that position that you have to the Lord today. I mean, let him know. You're not turning back. You're not going to be like Lot's wife and a lot of Christians today who just stop like a pillar of salt. They look back and they keep looking back and they keep trying to go back to something that's past, or something that never meant for them. You know, you can't live in the past. You've got to move in God. You've got to move. You've got to get moving. You can't just sit still and say, well, you know, I don't want to go forward. Yeah, if you do that, you become stagnant. You'd be like Lot's wife looking back. And there's a lot of Lot's wife type Christians today in the body of Christ today. And I hate to say it, but it's just a condition that they're in and they're not moving forward anymore. Something's happened. Something's happened. And I know this is not totally a deliverance message, but it really is in a lot of ways because, you know, part of moving forward is getting deliverance, getting free from a lot of garbage that is still in your life that's holding you back in every part of your moving forward, see? Anyway, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stop early tonight because I realize that not as people did not get the message about it, but they can go back and listen to this. And they could be ministered to. And I'm going to go ahead and do deliverance until 7:30. And we'll take a short intermission. But then I'm going to make this show an hour and a half. Not the broadcast. It's not a show. It's a live service here tonight. Live church for many people. A lot of people tell me that this is the only church they get because they don't have a good church. So it's their church service for them. You know, we want to give our best. You know, and so we will take just a few minutes for a song, and then we'll just come back and we'll do deliverance until, 7:30 Mountain Time, which was, I don't know what time you're on, but 7:30 Mountain Time would be in about a half hour more. Okay, we'll...
life, and I'm dying. You gave your life. Now I know why. Now I know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me, because you died for me. Now I know why. Now I know why you kept loving me. Now I know how much you love me, because you died for me. Because you died for me. Because you died.
Amen. Yes. Oh, how much he loved us that he died for us, right? Amen. Well, let's go ahead and do a little bit of deliverance here tonight for a little while before we sign out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come against the spirit of complacency. This spirit of complacency where they just get complacent and apathy and spiritual lethargy and laziness. We come against those spirits that get you where you don't want to pick up your Bible. You don't want to seek God. You don't want to cry out for more. You just get stagnant in your life. And we command those spirits to go right now, this complacent spirit that's been attacking you to make you lazy spiritually or just don't care about the Bible and reading it and spending time with God. You come out of there. Come out, 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 come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you tonight. You go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Go, go, go all the way. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out all the way. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. Go. All that complacency, all that apathy, come out. All that spiritual laziness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that spirit of weariness, the enemy try to make you weary, to faint. Go right now. Go all the way out. All that weary spirit, go in the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the sleepy all the time. Don't want to, you know, you get sleepy when it's time to spend time with the Lord. You get sleepiness. Come out. That's a spirit of sleepiness. You go right now. Sleepiness, go in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Come out. Come out. All that sleepiness, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, get that. These spirits of weariness, you're weary, tired of going on, come out in Jesus' name and try to make you quit, try to make you give up, come out. All that weariness, you come out in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, I rebuke you, come out. All that spirit of weariness in Jesus' name. I bind you, come out, 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 come out. All that weariness, go, 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 all the way out. All the way out, go, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of slumber, come out. The spirit of slumber, come out, all that slumber spirit. Make you just want to slumber in the things of God, come out, all that slumber. Come out, spiritual slumbering. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out. Slumber. Come out, slumber. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus. Right now, we're talking to you, slumber. Come about it. Move in Jesus' name. Move. All that slumbering spirit. You have to loose people. Let them go all the way out. Spirit of infirmity. Maybe you've been troubled with infirmity in your body so much that you just want to quit. Yeah, that infirmity's wearing on you. All these different things wrong in your body. Spirit of infirmity, we break the curse of infirmity over you. We break the curse of sickness. Come out of there. All that infirmity spirit, come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. Let it go. All the way out. Spirit of infirmity, come out. Spirit of infirmity, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way up out of there. Loose them, and let them go. All that spirit of infirmity, go, go, go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Spirit of infirmity, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. All that infirmity, all that sickness spirit, come out. Come out. Sickness, come out. Things going wrong with your body suddenly. We break that curse. Suddenly having certain physical symptoms. And you go right now, go, 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 come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, go, go, all those infirmity spirits, all those sickness spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of it, all the way out, all the way out, go, 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 go. Keep coming out. Maybe you picked up a spirit of the world. That's why you're looking back. The spirit of worldliness, the worldly spirit. They call you to love the world instead of hate the world. Come out of it. That spirit of the world, that worldly spirit. Come out. 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 That worldly spirit. We're talking to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out. All the way out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All that spirit of the world. Spirit of the world. Go. Spirit of love of the world. Come out. Come out. Come out. All that seducing, deceiving spirit that try to make you think that it's better in the past. It's better the way it used to be. Come out. All the way out. Come on. That deceiving, seducing spirit. Come out. Come on. All the way out. Come out of there. All the way out. In Jesus' name, a religious spirit come out. A religious spirit caused you to cling to religion. Come out of there. All that religious spirit, I bind you. I break your power. I break your control there. Come out in the name of Jesus. Angel, sword that spirit. Cut that spirit. Sever that spirit. Come out. All that spirit of religion, all that spirit of denominationalism, come out. 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 All the way out, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, come out of there, come out of there, come out of there, come out, religious spirit, come out, denominational spirit, come out, all the way out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The denominational spirit will cling to you if you let it. It'll cling on to you and hold on to you to keep you in that believing that's the way I was when I was a child. That's the way I'll stay now. No, you come out of there. Go, 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 go. You got to grow up into Christ. You got to let go of some of that. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. The blood of Jesus against you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep coming. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, go, go. Spirit of suicide or death wish you that sometime accompanied weariness. A spirit of suicide. You want to just kill yourself. You want to die. It's a death wish. You want Jesus to just come take you home and die. Come out. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you. Come out of there. Come out. A spirit that wants to put other people down, you come out. Come on. You like to put people down. You like to criticize, be critical, and put them down. You come out of there. Go. All the way out. I bind that critical spirit. I bind that put-down spirit, tearing others down, putting them down. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go. Come out. All that put-down spirit, make them feel less than they should feel about themselves, trying to make them feel like they're below you and you're superior. Come out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that compulsion to put others down, tear others down, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. The vicious tongue, you come out of there. That vicious tongue, that cutting tongue, come out. Cut others with your tongue, cutting them down. Come out, come out. That cutting tongue, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All that cutting, cutting with the tongue, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out of there. Move in Jesus' name. A cutting tongue. Come out. I bind you. I break your hold. You got to go all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. The cutting tongue. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you too. Come out of there. All the way out. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Doubting. That doubting your salvation spirit, come out of there. Doubting whether you're really saved, come out in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. You know you got born again. You knew you were saved. And now the devil trying to get you to doubt your salvation. Oh, you're not really saved. You're not. I must not really be a Christian. Come out of there right now. Come out. That doubting spirit that told you to doubt your salvation, to doubt that you really are born again today. You come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them. Loose them and let them go all the way out, up and out. Go, the doubting spirit. The doubting spirit, go, go, go. All that spirit tells you that you're not saved, that you're not a Christian. Come out, come out. You must not really be. You've done so many bad, wrong things over your lifetime, and you say such horrible things sometimes. You can't be a Christian, really. Come out of there, all the way out. Trying to make you doubt your salvation. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Tells you blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You're not saved. Come out. That's a lying demon. Liar, come out, liar. Come out, liar. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Those lying spirits, go in Jesus' name. All that self-pity, feeling sorry for yourself, self-pity, come out. Come on, poor me, self-pity, come out. Come out of there, all the way out. That poor me spirit, that self-pity spirit, you got to go in the name of Jesus. Go, the blood of Jesus against you. Go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus against you right now. All the way out, all the way out, the blood of Jesus. Go, we break any curse of a bastard child. If you were born out of wedlock, we break that curse over you. Of being a bastard child, come out. We break that curse. We break it in Jesus' name. We cancel its assignment on you. Come out. 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 All the way out. Go. In the name of Jesus, go. You got to go. All the way out. All the way out. The blood is against you. Yes. You gotta go. Yeah, a lot of people were born out of wedlock. You know that, right? I mean, look at the society we live in. Women get pregnant all the time and are not married. And that brings a bastard curse. And so the child was born out of wedlock. And so we have to break that curse and we have to cancel its assignment and we have to command the spirit to go out if you want to be free from that. Right? And we do. We command it to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And sometimes people don't know that they're under bastard curse because they don't know. They've been lied to or they just don't know that they were born out of wedlock. They don't know. And so sometimes people are surprised when that spirit manifests and come out because they thought they were married, you know, the parents were married, you know, and then some find out that, you know, there's a lot of secrets and a lot of things people don't know about things in their past and that they're causing the problems that they're having today. See, because a lot of things happened that were kept secret and you never knew and you were not told because people were ashamed of their sin and they didn't want to talk about their sin. They didn't want to talk about what they did. So, yeah. So it's good to address those things. And maybe you know you were born in a married, out of a married couple, but, and that you've seen your parents' marriage license and all that stuff, but... And but how many know that when you came out of the womb, you didn't know whether your parents were married or not. You didn't remember anything. Most people don't remember anything about when they came out of the womb with their mother. Yeah. Anyway, you got to keep coming out of there, all the way out. All those enticements to go back to Egypt, to turn around and look back. We command those enticement spirits to go right now. go, go, looking back, going to the past, living in the past, come out, holding on to the past, come out, come out, come out, come out, bondage to the past. We break the curse of bondage to the past. And got to repeat what your parents did. We break that curse. You don't have to repeat what they did. You don't have to be like them. You don't have to carry the same demons that they did and continue with them until you die. No, we break that curse over you in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Repetition of parents, come out. Repetition of curses, come out. All the way out. Family line curses, parental curses, repeating the parents' curses, repeating the parents' sins. We break that curse over you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of there, come out of there, come out of there. Come out of there. The blood is against you. Go. In the name of Jesus, let it go all the way out. All repetition of parents' sin. Come out. Repetition of the curse on the parents. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Taking a soul copy of your parents and being just like your parents. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Take a few coughs and get it out of there. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You don't have to be just like your parents. You don't have to carry the same thing. You don't have to do the same familiar spirits and the same generational curses and have them repeat on you and down to your children and to their children and on and on. They can be stopped. But there must be deliverance in the breaking of curses. It must be involved, and it must break the soul copy. And we cancel the soul copy of your mother and your dad, and, you know, that are repeated, and your grandpa and your grandma. And we cancel the assignment of the soul copies in Jesus' name. We break the power of that. In Jesus' name, you got to go. Come out, 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 come out. Some of you may have judged your parents, and because you judge your parents, you're doing the same thing they did in one form or another. It may not look just like what they did, but it may take another form, but it's still the same. And so we break the curse of judging your parents and judging them for their iniquity and for the way they treated you or whatever, the way they treated, the way they acted, the way they were. We break that curse of judging them. Command that spirit of judgment. Come out right now. All that judging spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. But, you know, sometimes these people just need to get out of willful sin. They need to get out of it. They need to quit on living the same way they've always done it, doing things the same way they've always done it. If you ever want to change, you ever want to get free, you want to walk differently, live differently, you've got to change the way you've been doing things, because you keep repeating it and it keeps giving the demons reinforcement to stay in your life. You've got to stop repeating the demon influence in your life and what they've got you doing. You've got to quit repeating it. You keep repeating it, it's just going to be more of the same, more of the same, more of the same, you know? And that's what a lot of people are living in, because they keep repeating habit patterns that are ungodly. They keep, you know, yielding to that and doing it over and over and not getting rid of the spirits that way. You won't get rid of them that way. You've got to, you know, step out of that thing and thank Jesus for changing you. And then get the spirits out and don't let them re-enter into your life and come back in and continue to be a problem for you. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about things that really bother people and continue to bother people because they don't ever get rid of them. The things that really can hold people deeply in bondage. And they don't know why certain things continue to happen in their life. Well, there's a reason. Things don't just happen for no reason. I've told you that before many times. If something's happening, it's happening because there's a reason it's happening. Okay? Something's been allowed there in the spirit realm. Something's allowed in the demonic realm for these negative things to keep on going on. Maybe it's a curse of a broken heart, a wounded heart, which is the soul, you know, and the mind. That woundedness Maybe it's just been so many wounds that they piled up so deeply that you're the walking wounded. So we command that wounding spirit that keeps wounding you to come out too as we begin to close out this deliverance. You go right now in the name of Jesus, that walking wounded spirit, that wounding, deep wounds, come out, deep wounds, come out in Jesus' name. Those deep wounds, those emotional wounds, come out, come out, come out, come out. See, a lot of wounds cause a lot of sickness and a lot of problems mentally with people because the wounds are so deep in this, and so they can either, or they can take them to Jesus and release them. What have you done with your wounds? Have you stuffed them or have you released them to Jesus, given them to the Lord? Because if you stuff them, you got demons. That's right. Because God don't want you to carry that. My yoke is easy. My burden's light, he said. Cast every care, every wound, every debilitating snare upon your life. You cast them on the Lord. You don't carry them. Stuff them down. You stuff them down, there's a demon being stuffed in there with it to continue to torment you. Yeah, you don't want that, do you? I tell you, I wouldn't want that. You got to let it go. Got to let it go. Have you been wounded, Pastor Kyle? Of course, we've all been wounded, folks. You know, I'm like you, you know. I've had suffered wounds, too, in life. You know, we've all done that. Everybody's been wounded if you've lived any amount of time on planet Earth, see. You've been wounded somehow. You've been hurt. Look, we see a generation of wounded people today that they have no way to fix themselves, it seems. And so they're just walking around in this mess, and they do all kinds of crazy things because they're so rejected and wounded. When you have a society that has a spirit of rejection upon it, which is what most of the people growing up have, is rejection, serious rejection, then they're going to do crazy things. They're going to be not sure of their own gender. They're going to be all kinds of things going on because they're so rejected. And rejection opens the door for so many other demons. You have to understand that about rejection. Open the doors for so many spirits to come into people's lives. So that's why so many people are so messed up today, because they have so much rejection, such a stronghold of the spirit of rejection, and rebellion comes in too, you know, and all manner of wickedness, and you rebel and you destroy things, and you destroy your own life in the process of destroying other things. You destroy your own life. And that's the rebellion turns around and bites you, you know. It's not a pleasant thing to partake of. Anyway, Father, we thank you for this deliverance time tonight. We ask you to seal this deliverance to people who have received deliverance. We ask your blessing on everyone who listened to this broadcast tonight, whether they listen now or whether they listen later. Father, we thank you for their deliverance. We thank you for, Lord, continuing to deliver them. We thank you, Lord, that they can truly get moving again. If they've been like Lot's wife and they've been stuck a while, they've looked back, they've tried to cling to the things of yesterday when God said, don't cling to the past, don't cling to Egypt, don't cling to the world of sin, but move on in me. I will take you further and deeper than you could have ever gone if you would just follow me. And he wants you to follow him. So, Lord, we thank you that we're going to follow you. We're going to follow Jesus. We're going to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We're not going to look back like Lot's wife did and get stuck and not move forward like many Christians have done. They're still stuck today and not moving forward, Lord. And we know that, and we pray for them to move forward, Father. We pray that they'll see their condition and begin to hate it, and they'll want to move forward, Lord. I know Christians who just still clinging to this world, clinging to the darkness, clinging to things, the dabbling in things of the world, that put things of the world in their house and cling to them and act like, you know, that it's okay when it's not okay. Father, I pray for them, Lord. I pray their eyes be open and they would turn to you with all their heart in the name of Jesus and get hungry and thirsty and let you put them on the potter's wheel again so they can be formed into your image, your likeness. Father, we thank you for doing that. Thank you that people getting right with you. Thank you that people are going on the straight and narrow, Father, and getting off that wide path to destruction that they've stepped over onto, Lord, that is not going to have a good ending. So, Father, get them back on the way they should go. Let them start the new year. It's coming in a couple of weeks, Lord. Let it start it right with you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let's pray for new beginnings. New beginnings, Father, in Jesus' name, that people would go in the way that they should walk. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory for working in our lives in a mighty way, Father. We yield ourselves to you. We yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Have your way in us. Draw us nearer. Let us hear your voice clearly in the times we're living in today, Father, that we will know the way in which we should walk for your glory, Father. And we will be directed by the Spirit, and we will walk in the path that you have for us, Father, all the days of our lives. We give you glory. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right, we had church tonight. Whether there be few or whether there be many, we have church, okay? So the Lord bless you. I appreciate being here with you. And if you'd like to support the ministry, you can send it to by mail, P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana 59105, or P.O. Box 125, Casper, Wyoming. That's, 82602. That's right, 82602. And so we appreciate all your support that you've given through the years, or you can donate through the website, through PayPal. We appreciate your donations that way as well. The Lord bless you, and I pray you have a blessed new year, 2024. We're going to step off into that. So just be prepared for what the Lord is going to do, because he's going to do good things in his people, but he's going to be dark in the earth, but he's going to be bright in the church if we'll walk with him. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in tonight. God bless you. We're signing off a little bit early tonight, about 20 minutes early, we will see you back Friday night. As long as they're working again and have everything working, we'll see you back Friday night, coming up here shortly in a few days. So we'll see you back then. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Love you guys. Have a blessed weekend. What's left of it. Bye now.
God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy
my song. I mean, fear thou not, for I am with you. He's always with us. He said, I'm never going to leave you nor forsake you. I'm never going to leave you. Yeah, I like that. I like to know that. Every day of my life, I know he's not leaving me. He's not forsaking me. He's not going to leave you, not going to forsake you. He is with you. He is good, isn't he? Our God is good. And he is good to us. So enjoy the goodness of God. In the land of the living, like David said, I would have fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Yeah, in the land of, on planet Earth, where we're living right now before we go spend eternity with Jesus. Yeah, we see God's goodness now. Expect to see it daily. Start looking for it. Yeah, start looking. You know, it's not hiding, but you know, if you don't look, he says, seek and you will find. Ask and it will be given. Knock and the door will be open, right? That's what the word says. So I believe the word is accurate. I believe that if we will seek him, we will find him and we will see him in his goodness. All right. Well, good night, folks. And we'll talk to you later now. Next Friday. Bye now.